Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:43, 17 before 9 here. David Hammer joins us, WWL TV investigative reporter, in a moment. I just wonder if the people make him laugh right before he goes on the air like they do to me here. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, and these numbers surprise me because I thought surely they would be higher than this in terms of yes. And the question is, Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, with four games remaining, do you think the Saints will win out? Only 65% are saying yes. And I thought this would have been like a 95% saying yes and 5% saying no, but apparently there is a lot of worry, I would think, about the 49ers game this weekend. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm scared to death, but I get on it. But I get afraid every game. I'm a worrier is what I am. David Hammer joins us right now, our friend, WWL TV Channel 4 investigative reporter. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. Family in town.
Well, what do you got left on the leftovers? You're a muckraker. What do you got, about a day or two?
Yeah, it was kept me full over the weekend, but it's gone. So,
tell me about this Hard Rock thing, because, man, it seems like the days continue to add up and we get nowhere. Is the investigation continuing into this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got to keep in mind this is going to take a while to piece together, because it's a lot more complicated than it might seem on the surface. Coming up, you know, understanding the root causes of an incident like this is very difficult. Involves expertise from engineers and investigators, and there's definitely a criminal investigation also going on. So that's, all got to work together. So I'm trying to keep on it from my perspective, along with John Zimmerman from the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We're teaming up to look at all of these things and put it in front of experts, engineers, concrete experts, things like that, to try to understand what could have caused this to happen.
Have you found, I don't know what the color line you would call it, but medical professionals are hesitant to criticize each other. Police officers, they call it a blue line, are hesitant to criticize each other. In terms of your investigation, have you noticed that as it relates to engineers and contractors?
That's a great question, Tommy. That's absolutely something I've found, although the thing I've found is that people who are outside the area are a little bit more able to comment on it. We talked to Michael Lincoln, who's an expert on concrete engineering in the D.C. area, and his statement was really interesting. He says he wants to come get to the bottom of this because it's important that the industry, that the engineering, structural engineering profession doesn't get a black eye over this, and that we understand what went wrong here so that there isn't fear about trusting his area of expertise in the future. So he was motivated to try to get to the bottom of it, but he also is very cautious because he doesn't want to make any assumptions without all the information. And part of the problem here is that the records are not as extensive in the public realm as we had expected.
The records don't exist, or they're just not available?
They're just not available. There's first of all, there's a lot of records that are available in the public record. I've also been able to get access to some documents such as the specifications for the job, or the job manual, as it's called, through other means and sources who were able to get it. But that is only the tip of the iceberg, because there's also shop drawings and other things that in a private enterprise are just not made public that have a lot of the clues that we need to understand where things might have gone awry.
We're going to talk later in detail about these metal pans into which the concrete is poured, and something you uncovered. But I was just, was there a construction management company involved in this? Because when, you know, years ago when the elevator blew up, I worked as a very young guy with a construction management company. I think Fling was the name of it, that was overseeing the construction and tying all of these different things together. Did they have anything like that here, or was the main contractor doing it?
Well, the general contractor was responsible. There's a development team that involves the general contractor, which is Citadel Builders, and then they had engineers and architects working with them. So it was one of these things where ultimately the responsibility falls on the builder from a legal standpoint, and there's documents that show that because they're the ones who are contracted by the owners directly. But then, you know, the engineer stamps drawings, and they have responsibility under the law as well.
All right, let me take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about concrete being poured or placed, as they say, in a construction business, and these metal pans, I guess, David, is that what you would call them?
Yes, absolutely.
That was supposed to hold the concrete, and if what was supposed to be there was there, and if the video proves anything. It's 8:49 now. You got to consider, as far as this too, that the overtime, David Hammer, the city is racking up, has got to be crazy in terms of securing this site.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're working on this 24/7, and you know, as there are these delays and actually getting the thing knocked down, you can imagine that it just keeps getting more expensive.
And no destruction, none of that has happened yet, correct?
Correct.
Other than the cranes that we all watched. All right, 8:50.
Exactly.
More when we come back. 10 till 9. You got any questions or comments, text them to 870-870. And I got to tell you what, man, but for David Hammer and Katie Moore and Mike Pearlstein at Channel 4 and Danny Monteverdi, a lot of this stuff in the city would not be reported on. It would just be, what's the word I'm thinking of, hushed up. And we owe those people, pardon me? We owe those people a debt of gratitude. We do. Surge and Waterport, especially as it relates to their problems. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now on WWL. 8:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Hammer, WWL TV Channel 4 investigative reporter. You wouldn't look at muckraker as an insult, would you?
No, not at all.
I would wear it with a badge of honor. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
so tell me about the hard rock collapse as it relates to, and I guess you can refer to these things in a couple of different ways, David, metal deck or reinforced metal. How explain to people what it is that is going on now in terms of the decking that was used to place the concrete and what was called for as opposed to what the pictures show.
Right, exactly. Well, first thing that people should remember is one of the first things we found was concerns about the shoring, about the timing of pouring the concrete, which goes into these big metal pans. They're like sheets of corrugated metal that serve as the subfloors, and then they pour the concrete there. And one of the first things that we saw was this video that one of the workers, the Spanish-speaking workers, filmed, where he's commenting to his colleague about how one of the post shores, which are like these jacks, temporary jacks that sit under the floors as the concrete is curing and setting, he's commenting on how it's already bent and how it can't support the weight. And there are these huge expanses between the between the permanent columns, the steel columns, and the beams that run parallel to that, or run, crosswise underneath as support for the floors. So there was already concern about that, so we started looking into the structural drawings and looking at where things may have gone wrong. And our expert, Mr. Lankin, looked specifically at the metal pan decking because it differed greatly from what was actually seen in the photos and the videos. And we were able to confirm from the supplier that they indeed used something that was different than what was mentioned in the plans that were approved by the city.
Smaller, so right?
Right. They're, instead of being 3 inches deep, it was 2 inches deep. There was a narrower gauge between the grooves and where you pour the concrete. And what that could create is a problem where they may not have poured the same amount of concrete, because if you're pouring the same amount of concrete into a 3-inch groove and then adding 2.5 inches on top, but then it turns out it's only a 2-inch groove, you may end up with too little concrete. There's all kinds of things that could have gone wrong if they weren't, if they were following one plan and telling the city another. The other thing is that by law, they have to notify the city if they're varying from the plan, and they never did that in this case. So,
David, we're out of time. We'll pick it up here next time you talk to us. Okay. It's a mess, and I can't understand how somebody with a project this big and liability being what it is would not follow the plans just to the ultimate letter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.